stereo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order. Intellectually petty radio on the stereo. Don't compare us to anything, this a different scenario. We break records while we pushing the culture forward. Great music and big vibes right in that order.
And you are now tuned into another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio, brought to you by M3S3 Clothing. Men make moves and suckers stand still. And as always, on the mighty, mighty, mighty Nerd DJs Radio Network, y'all already know, man, we only rock with legends around here. And today is absolutely no exception. We got the world-class superstar in the making, super femme DJ. I don't know, what's the adequate term for a female DJ? I'll just say greatness. We got DJ Tay-Made in the building. How you doing, Queen?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How's your family?
They're great, actually.
Well, that's good. Oh, man, those pictures
I'm about
are
to
dope.
Have a, thank you. They're a little, you know, promiscuous. I like little things like that.
A little freaky diggy. But it's cool.
A little like, girly. Yeah.
No, actually, those are really, I'm kind of into art, so.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was sweet. Just like a little silhouette.
Yeah, it's not over the top. It's very classy, but there's, you know, a hint of sexy to it.
Thank you. You know what's funny? Before I saw these, I wanted to like pose myself. And then I saw these online. I was like, oh, never mind. I don't have to do all that.
Although I'm sure somebody in your world was a little disappointed.
But you know, it's
all right. So how did you get into DJing?
Well, so my family on my mom's side, they have contributed a lot to music in general. So I was just always around and being in studios and things. So I always had like this huge love for music. I used to literally be in my bedroom when I was younger, writing songs, lyrics and all, you know, things like that. Or I'd think of a beat in my head and I would record myself humming it so I wouldn't forget it or anything like that. So I've just always loved music. I used to, you know, burn CDs for people, have them pay me.
Oh man, I remember the line.
You remember? I was about to say, you remember those days? That was the best though.
People would write
me a list. I would write the names of the songs and what track it was. It was so professionally done.
So how did that go from you doing that to wanting to get behind two turntables? Are there even turntables
nowadays?
Yeah, that
wasn't the plan. I mean, there are turntables.
Okay. I'm an old fat dude in this basement. Yeah,
there are turntables, you know, but I feel like that's more so. I don't want to say.
It's for old people.
Heads. I was about to say the old heads. I didn't want to say that. But.
I'm very familiar.
People do use them though. People use them still a lot. I'm cracking up.
I have a mirror, so I know I'm an old head. It's okay.
I'm a lot older than I look though, too. So you
okay,
know.
You're not an old head.
I'm not though.
Maybe to some kindergartner.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. That made me feel good. Thank you. That made me feel great.
I'm sorry. I kind of interrupted. Okay, so how do you go from loving music, doing CDs for people, to actually controlling a party?
Right. So I knew I wanted to do something. I didn't know exactly what when I was in college. I went to college for basketball, but my classes that I took, I was literally making music videos. They would let me engineer a lot of things at school. So I knew I wanted to do something, but I didn't know what. I always thought I wanted to maybe produce things. And then one of my best friends started DJing. And one day she had to go somewhere and was like, I need you to change the song. And I was like, oh, all right. So I kind of had to figure out what to do. Then it got real fun, and then me and her started tag teaming stuff, and then I was just DJing a lot of events, but I wasn't even telling people I was a DJ because I wanted to be, like, on point, you know? So I told my uncle, he used to DJ. He gave me his equipment. I was at home for about a year just practicing, playing around, doing events. People didn't even know that I was even DJing at the time. Like, I did an event, this festival for, I believe it was for Peezy, and it was just a lot of stuff going on, and I wasn't even technically a DJ yet. So once I was comfortable being on stage and everything, then it was a wrap after that.
Yo, where you from?
Canton, Michigan.
I don't think I've ever met another person from Canton.
Really? It's not even that far.
It's like some places Detroiters don't typically go.
I just don't go. I know.
It's like driving to France or something.
I know. It's funny because when I was in high school, though, in Canton, like, everybody from Detroit started moving out there. They all went to my school.
Oh, wow. And I'm sorry, I forgot to say happy 313 day.
I was thinking that too, yes. Happy shout out to Detroit. Day, everybody.
What up, though? Okay, so what was the first party you got booked as a DJ?
The first party I got booked. Oh my gosh. That's a great question. I want to say, I think honestly, it was at Club Blue. And then after that, they had me, that was my very first weekly when I first started DJing. I was at Club Blue every single Friday night. It was my very first New Year's party I did there. So that was a really great gig to start off, for sure.
You're an attractive woman. How do you deal with drunk niggas trying to hit on you during your set?
Yeah, it's actually really annoying. I've learned. So I feel like I'm like, all the time and play around. So I feel like I just look inviting so people think that they can approach me. So I've had to kind of, you know, you got to change your approach sometimes. You got to stand like, don't mess with me. Or sometimes if you see someone too drunk, you just have to ignore them.
No,
you
know, I don't have smile. That experience.
Though. Right. I'm like,
you know. No, I don't know.
don't you ever smiling too hard in their face, you know, but really? Sometimes I do have to just tell them, you know, excuse me, I'm working.
So do you have to have like a guy with you for those times?
No, but a lot of the places I'm at, there's a security guard literally three steps away most times. So that usually keeps people away sometimes.
Give me three songs that will get damn near any party lit.
Any party lit? Anything with Future, for sure. March Madness, any Jeezy.
Jeezy, for real?
Oh, Jeezy for sure. Jeezy has never gone anywhere. And then me personally, I love playing Sada Baby. All his songs are hype. Everybody loves them. Everybody knows them. As soon as I play them, everybody goes crazy.
Okay, because I haven't been to a club in a month of Sundays, let's put it that way. But when I see pictures of the club.
A month? That's like 4 weeks.
I'm lying.
I haven't been to the club in a month.
I ain't been to the club in decades. But when I see pictures of the club nowadays, is everybody has a section, but nobody's doing anything. It's like when I was in sixth grade, everybody stood on one side.
Yep.
Is that disappointing?
It is. I feel like for a lot of people, it's a look and they just want the section. A lot of people, they don't dance on people anymore. I'm not mad at that though, honestly. I never danced on guys in the club. They always take it to the extreme, you know, so we dance on our girls and that just is what it is.
Like, I'm not about to spend in the club costs $50, $100 to get in. Shoot, I'm not spending that to watch a bunch of women dance on each other. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
That's true.
I guess back in my day, I think it was equally freaky.
Yeah.
If it was that type of club. And some clubs were a little bit more conservative.
Yeah. But it took you back to like basement parties and things like that. You know, people actually used to dance and have fun, and they don't do that anymore. I feel like it's more so a fashion show, or they just want to go get drunk.
Yeah. It's like an Instagram party.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so you do events too?
Oh yeah.
What's the biggest event you've done?
Recently, like biggest as far as amount of people or just big to me?
Big to you.
I did an event for the Pistons home opener this year. for the very first game. So that was exciting because I haven't done any work with the Pistons or anything like that yet. So that was fun for me. That was really exciting. Now I know the lay of the land. So,
that's dope.
Yeah.
Did you meet Mason?
No.
Oh my God, that guy like raised me and shit every morning for school. First thing you listen to was Mason in the Morning on WJLB. Yep. That shit was awesome.
I never met him. I did used to, my mom was in radio when I was growing up. So I used to literally go to all the like concerts and just be able to sit in there and listen to all those people. So,
what'd your mother do?
I remember all them. I don't know her exact title, but she did literally all the events. So like any concerts that were downtown or... basically, so 107.5, back when it was 105.9, that's when she worked there.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty dope. All right. Can you share a bit about your creative process when curating a DJ set for a Detroit audience?
Yeah. So for me, it just depends. As long as I know the general audience, which also is why I'm glad I'm, you know, in my 30s, because.
Really?
I know a lot of music. So a lot of things, you know, people don't think about or songs that people have forgotten about or anything like that. I remember them all. I used to make all those CDs. So I remember a bunch of things. So I'm always trying to, you know, play things that people love, play things people forgot. But everything I play is a dope song.
Does techno and electronica music still do it for clubs?
Yeah. I'm more in the house rather than the full blown tech. Mm-hmm. I love house music. I love playing like house with rap, pop, R&B, Afro beats, all of that.
Yo, they used to have a house club downtown. What was it called? I can't remember the name of it, but it was like two levels. Oh my God. Okay. And I was not like a house person. That place was lit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Grimiest place you've played?
The grimiest?
Yes.
I try to stay away from the grimy. I'm not going to lie. I'm very selective, you know. I don't go too crazy in the trenches. Honestly, I don't even remember what it's called. It was a hookah lounge. I DJed maybe like when I first started DJing. It was just in an area I probably didn't need to be in. especially my ass. I'm a woman. I'm by myself. It's late. I'm lugging all this stuff. It was early in my career, so I didn't, you know.
Oh, please tell me you're not going by yourself now.
Sometimes, but I don't come back by myself. Like, I'm good. I'm good.
I got you.
I'm safe. Okay. Yeah. Trust me, I'm safe.
Yeah. Well, I need to hear that, you know. And I have daughters. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, daughters your age.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm always, my dad does not play that. I keep my head on a swivel.
Oh,
walk up on me if you want to.
I'm not mad at
it'll
that.
Be a problem.
As it should be.
Yeah, it'll be an entire problem.
I got actual questions too. How has the Detroit music scene evolved during your career? And what trends do you see shaping the future?
Shaping the future? Okay, let's go back to the first question. What was the first question?
How has the Detroit music scene evolved during your career?
Oh, we're taking off. I mean, if you think about it, Detroit, we were already, you know, there, but we're taking off. Like, everybody respects us now. Every artist, every state, you have to respect what we're doing. And then a lot of people I've been noticing, they're actually trying to, I don't want to say they're trying to steal our sound, but some of it does sound familiar. That's how I know they like what we're doing out here, you know?
I have a big complaint about that I have repeated a million times. But what? Niggas in Detroit too free with the sound. They're giving it away too much.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like that shit at all.
Yeah. We have a specific sound, and I know. So as soon as I hear somebody else that has it, it's like, oh, no, they shouldn't have. Who gave them that beat? You know? Like, it doesn't even go with what they're doing, but...
Yeah, there's several layers about that shit. You know, like me personally, like what Atlanta did, is everything was off the same tree. Whether y'all knew each other or not, You know, y'all did interviews at home first. Y'all helped build up other parts of hip hop.
Yeah.
In Detroit, it's like, bruh, like, it's a lot of people doing podcasts there. Y'all should go to first.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about No Jumper or whoever the fuck has got a name. Salute to them for putting in the work.
Yeah.
But you should be building hometown entities so when your career is down, you can go back to that podcast you helped build up.
Yeah, I agree.
And get a little boost.
Yep.
They don't be thinking long term.
Like, take care of your hometown, home base
first.
Oh,
my God. What's next up for you?
Next up? I mean, I have a lot of gigs going on. I have a couple things. I can't talk about them right now. But, you know, doing some really cool mixes and things for a couple people for their shows. And, you know, I have my weekly gigs every week. I got something going on with CBS.
Like the CBS?
CBS News. It's just a highlight for International Women's Month. So they've been coming to my gigs, the last couple of my gigs, you know, just getting footage and interviewing me and things like that. I'm doing something this weekend with the Pure Heart Foundation. They're this big organization foundation, and they help children whose parents are incarcerated. So, you know,
keep them
busy, keep them doing things. So we're doing an event this Saturday. So I believe CBS is going to come out and check me out there as well.
You just saying that like that's not the big ass deal.
Oh, no. No, it is. It is. No, it's a huge deal.
And happy, huge deal. Happy Women's Month.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But CBS?
I know.
That's that. Damn. You get an autograph.
I used to work for CBS Radio right before the pandemic. As soon as it started, you know, that was a wrap. After that, they got rid of our whole department. But I worked for them for about 6.5 years doing events. It's a sports station for 97.1, the ticket. So I just helped work all the, you know, Red Wings, Lions, Tigers, Pistons games and things like that. So that was really fun. I kind of miss radio, honestly.
Damn, that's like, so your resume is the shit. Basically.
Oh, yeah, it really is. Because I even moved to Texas for a year. I lived in Dallas.
I'm sorry. Texas is trash. I'm sorry.
I came back. I only stayed for a year. I don't think it's trash. Some people love it. Some people hate it. I will say, threw me off, was in a relationship. Didn't know the laws, right? I just moved. Mm-hmm. Got in a relationship. We ended up living together. Then didn't want to be together anymore. And I was told by the police that, well, technically you guys are considered married because you have lived together for a certain amount of months. And it was this whole thing, and I was pissed. So I like had to get all my mail out. It was just like this whole weird thing. And I was like, forget Texas. They're not about to change my life like that. That's insane. I was technically married because I lived in the same household. No, I did not like that at all.
He was a common law wife.
Yeah, it was weird. I did not like that.
That shit usually takes way longer than months, though.
No, they said, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they said 6 months or so. But I was there for a year. So I guess however long I was there, they said it was activated.
What's the scene culturally? How's the diversity in the clubs now?
It's very diverse when a party is curated around that, if that makes sense. Okay. It depends how it's promoted and where the actual party is, right? Some places are specifically all hood music or, you know, but then you may go to another spot, you know, it's going to be a very mixed crowd. They're going to play, yes, all the rap music, but they're also going to throw in house in there. They're going to throw in all types of throwback 90s, you know, pop or whatever that we used to love. So it makes a good mixture and everybody, you know, feels comfortable and is having fun. And everybody likes all the, you know, every genre rather than it just being one specific genre of music.
Okay,
I don't like playing one thing. I get really sick of getting stuck. I don't ever want to get stuck in one realm. So I make sure. Yeah, I can't.
Do you have a guilty pleasure musically that most people wouldn't think, oh, she listens to this song?
So I like a lot of like throwback Jay-Z, Fabulous. I play things like that that I feel like a lot of people don't think I would play. And not just the normal like radio. So like I play the stuff that you would know if you know that artist type of
B-side shit.
Yeah, you know. Like you're not just listening to the radio. You know them. So
like there's some Guns N' Roses songs I like.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Some Nirvana shit that I like.
Daft Punk. I like them.
I'm not familiar with them. I've heard the name, but I've never listened to the music.
Okay. Yeah, they Nirvana. Have some really good stuff. Nirvana,
I fucks with them. Like
I hate when I wear a band. I'll wear t-shirts. I have all these t-shirts with bands on them. And I'll go and somebody will try to pop quiz me. They'll be like, you don't know that band. I'll be like, yes, I do. They're like, name three songs right now. Never mind. You got me.
I seen a clip of Wallow. You know, Wallow and Gilly, they be doing the clip
where
they're driving in the car. And Wallow was always singing the song.
Okay.
He was singing a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Oh, yeah.
And Gilly was clowning him, and Gilly got flamed in the comments. Like, bruh, you don't know them? And I was one of those people like, are you kidding me? Not the Chili Peppers, bruh. They different.
Yep.
Like, move on to somebody else. I can understand some, but no, bruh. Not the Chili Peppers.
Like, not them. Yeah, I listen to everybody. I don't know. Only thing I don't listen to for real, like I don't like heavy metal. I don't know if people still listen to that. I don't necessarily like country, but there's some country songs I like. I like really, really enjoy. So it just depends. I'm not going to play them, but if I'm at home in the shower,
why not?
I may have like a little sing along, you know?
Like some of those country songs ain't nothing but hip hop.
Yeah, oh yeah, some with of them twang. For sure.
And
yeah.
Actually, a lot of them, because they be talking some shit.
Yeah. Same thing with Indian music. One of my best friends is Indian, right?
Uh-huh.
And I remember listening to a bunch of songs that, you know, her and her family listened to. It was literally every rap beat. I'm talking like Jay-Z, right? Throw any Jay-Z song, it would be his beat, but then they would just sing over it however. I'm like, oh, they like what we listen to. Every, you know?
Let me shut up.
No, I want to hear it. What?
They love our culture. They just hate us.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so I'm not surprised. Although there are some Bollywood, I think that's what they call it, Bollywood movies I've rocked to. You know, I've watched and thought, okay, yeah, this is pretty dope.
Yeah.
You know? I think every culture has its pluses and minuses.
I agree.
You know, what do you not like about DJing?
What don't I like? I mean, I could get a couple more hours of sleep at night, you know, but other than that, I don't know. There's nothing I don't really like. The more and more I DJ,
mm-hmm.
I'm learning things. Like, you know how you mentioned, you know, people coming up to me and things like that. At first, I probably, like a year or so ago, I may have said, just how people feel like they can approach me because I am a woman and I DJ, because they do approach men differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how to handle people now, so I'm not, that's not even, it doesn't even faze me.
Do you get women coming up to you?
Oh, yeah.
And not trying to hit on you or anything, but just to, hey,
all the time. They commend me, tell me they love seeing a woman DJ. They will ask me how I got into it. A lot of people ask me just for my business card so I can DJ a party, you know, for them. A lot of, that's the thing. I've met so many people DJing. It's literally one of the best networking tools ever. Like, I just meet so many different people from everywhere. And a lot of people just approach you because they're interested in what you do and, you know, what you're playing or want to know your story. So I meet a lot of random people that way. It's great.
Okay, so there's trick DJs, there is mixed DJs,
mm-hmm.
And there's another one, I can't remember the category. But what would you kind of like, do you fit in a certain category? I guess that's what my question is.
I hope not, because I don't want to be in anybody's category, but I'm not I don't go off and just scratch every song. I don't do that. I like to blend my songs, make them sound good, maybe put another beat over another track, something like that. You know, just make it real fun and things like that. I don't scratch too much though, no.
What DJs do you look up to, or and you like, man, this motherfucker is dope?
There's actually a lot. There's a lot in the city. I just know almost every DJ in the city. I'm very proud of our city. They're very dope. I love going out of state and watching other DJs. Mm-hmm. Just because it gives you a different, I don't know, it like lights a fire in me, if that makes sense. You know, you hear and see something else rather than where you are all the time. So that's why I kind of said, like, I don't want to be necessary in a category, because I really, 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 I don't want somebody to be like, oh, she only plays this or she only plays that. That's why on my Instagram, I put open format, just so people know I play everything and I can cater to any audience. I've DJed a party for an Arabic family before, you know? So
really?
Yeah, and they want to hear all Arabic music. So now I have a great Arabic catalog, you know? So it's
how
really
you know
just,
what to play though?
There, after a while, you just, you know, like I hear a lot of things. I'm around many different, you know, people. So, and I'm from Canton. So, so I just like to keep everything very broad. I want to know, you know, I want to know all the Spanish music and, you know, the Arabic music and all of that. I want all categories on Latina music just so I can. I don't want to be stuck in a bubble ever.
See, like, and that's the difference between our generations. When I was growing up, like, Detroit was 99% black people.
Yeah.
So I don't care who showed up in the club. You're going to hear this work from Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not going to be, yeah. Oh, yeah, well, this is so-and-so night. Or no, bruh. This is our night every night. Which was a good thing as far as empowering for our community. But as far as reaching out past the community, it had its limitations.
Right, okay. I can see that, for sure.
All right, so you got to pick one DJ to do a party for you to save your life. Who you picking?
That's from here? Anybody. I'm picking K Dirty.
Who's K Dirty?
That's one of my best friends. She's a DJ. She's cold. That's the one who I said was DJing and had me help her with some events, and then we just started tag teaming everything. That's who I choose.
Wow. Good luck. I don't know. I've never heard K Dirty. I had to check her out. You know, no disrespect, K Dirty.
Good luck.
No disrespect to K Dirty, but I'm
you have one in mind?
Huh?
I feel like you have a DJ.
Kid Capri. Okay. Or my cousin has been DJing for like 3 decades, and dude really knows how to read a room.
Okay.
But I've never seen Kid Capri live, but I've seen him doing live on the internet at different functions.
Yeah, I've seen that too, yo.
And your man
he's alive a lot.
Knows how to work a room.
There's a lot of great DJs I've actually been stumbling upon, and I just save their stuff so I can go back and, you know, look at them later. Even random, I don't know her name. She's not from here. She lives somewhere else. But she's a more well-known DJ. Mm-hmm. I used to think, right, because I'm a woman, right? So like, oh, what happens if, you know, I get married and get pregnant? Do I have to stop DJing? You know, I just feel like these are things I've thought of just because I'm a woman, you know.
That's a good question though.
And so I don't know, it was really actually giving me anxiety. I'm like, do I have to stop DJing, or let's say you go to the club pregnant, people are talking about you, right? But if you're getting paid, are they going to talk about you? So there's this DJ, and she's a woman, and she DJed throughout her whole 9 months pregnant, looked super cute, she was getting booked, posting pictures, had her belly out. And it didn't slow her down at all. And after she had a baby, now she's just keeping it going. I'm like, wow, okay.
You gotta have a special type of cat to marry you.
I was literally going to say that. So I guess it really, and that's another hard part, you know, just having to be out late sometimes.
And that's it. It's the time frame. Cause that's like not too many dudes is okay with their woman coming in the house at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. But if you're working, right? Like legitly working, not saying, oh, I'm working. But if you're legitly working, like you can see my hours on the flyer. So you know I'm not lying type of thing, but I don't know. You have to be with somebody secure enough with themselves.
Because
it's hard to find.
Yeah, like I know you're at the club.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And I feel some type of way.
Yeah.
And I got to work in the morning, so I can't be up all night. Yeah, I can't go every night, and I can't be up. And then I got to watch the kid.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, you definitely got to have somebody whose career probably is conducive to yours.
Right, exactly.
You know, I don't know if you know, and I'm not saying it wouldn't happen, it wouldn't work, but somebody who has like a regular 9 to 5 would probably find it more challenging than, let's say, somebody who directs movies.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people, they don't get it. You know, my schedule is all over the place. Sometimes I won't have anything to do in the morning, but then I'll have something to do at 5 o'clock, and then I'll have something to do at midnight, you know? And some people just don't understand that, you know, your schedule, they don't like it, or they get jealous of it, or whatever the case.
Or you got that nigga with nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you got who wants to come to all your stuff, and you're like, no.
So you've had that, the extra clingy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bring back the memories.
I'm like, yeah. Yes, I have. Yes. And I'm very weird about, you know, I've always been super weird about just being out in public with people, you know, that I'm dating.
Really?
If I'm not dating you, you can walk all next to me all you want. But if we're not, it just depends how serious it is. I'm just, you know, if I don't think you're about to be around for a long time, I know too many people to just be seen with different people, you know. I don't like that.
That's why you moved to Texas, huh?
That's why I moved to Texas. You see how that worked out. So I brought my ass right back.
How did you run into Mikey?
Mikey, his assistant, actually put him in touch with me for the Lions draft weekend to work some events. And then after that, we met because I had I DJed an event for Canna Babe at Club Blue a few weeks ago. And that's where I met him officially, like face to face, rather than just talking on, you know, whatever, on Instagram. And then after that, I was on his podcast, and yeah, good dude.
You've got the guy in your corner.
Oh yeah, he's golden.
He's the goat out here.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So definitely. You got any draft party things lined up? Because I didn't get no invites. Whatever the fuck you at, bro.
I don't have anything locked in yet, so I will update you. We have some things in the works, though.
You know, my bedtime is a little early, but I can pop out a little bit.
Okay.
I've been outside a little bit.
You
didn't
come to like the 6 o'clock. You know.
Wow, that was disrespectful.
Like, you know, 6 to 10.
Wow.
I figured you won't want to be out past 10 p.m.
Wow. I got to be back to the nursing home.
Since you don't go out. You're like, you know they lock the doors at 10. Right. I'm not calling you old. I'm not. FYI, just to throw that out there. That is all you.
You have not technically said it.
I wouldn't dare. No.
Oh my God. I don't mind. You know what? It's better than the alternative. Because the older you get, the more people you know downstairs.
Not downstairs.
well, I don't know how you want to call it, but that are no longer with us.
No, that was good. That was just funny. that was a very sweet way to say that.
So, what do you want your DJ legacy to be?
I just want to be known for just being sweet, playing the best music, like just getting people. I like to make people feel good personally, even if I'm not DJing. Mm-hmm. I get real pissed if, like, I'm the person, if I just feel like I'm nice to everybody. So if I say hi to you and I don't get a genuine hello back, I'm mad. And I probably won't say hi to you ever again. I am that person because it's, like, genuine, you know?
Although I quite understand that. I'm just a petty individual. Real.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. So if I, when I see you out, when I speak, oh.
And
we will have a problem. But yeah, I just want to make people feel good and people remember to feel, you know, the love of music again, in a sense. I just love music. Even I know a lot of DJs are like, when I'm at home, I don't listen to music. I do not stop listening to music. I'm always listening to music every day, all day long. So I literally go to bed and I will wake up out of the middle of my sleep because I'm thinking of two songs that sound sweet together. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, and then I'll wake up and I don't want to forget it. So I have a whole note section of just random songs and blends that I think go good together. Now I go back to sleep. I might think of something else while I'm sleeping, wake up. Oh, let me write it. And then, you know, so I feel like I'm asleep, but I'm not always asleep. That makes sense.
What's the craziest blend you've put together that you thought was just phenomenal?
Honestly, a lot. I personally, though, like just like on some like chill R&B stuff, like if I'm doing brunch, I love playing, you know, Maya's Fallen song.
Mm-hmm.
The original. I love playing the original song to that. You know, the Can't Keep Running Away.
Yeah.
That. I don't know why I love that song. Like, and I know it's like old school, but I love it. And it just, I don't know. I just like playing that and blending that in with her. It sounds beautiful to me.
Matter of fact,
I don't think that's my favorite. There's so many, but that's just one off bat that just popped in my head.
Didn't Dilla do that song? I'm pretty sure. Yo, I went to a Dilla Day event 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Okay, how was that?
My God, that shit, like it brought back hip hop for me.
Okay.
Like, it was just, it was, first off, it was a hole in the wall. Secondly, my guy DJ Los was there. And if DJ Los, if Los, I went to high school with that guy.
Oh, okay.
If he is DJing, it is pure hip hop.
Oh, yeah.
They were like playing instrumentals, literally. And all you seeing is people in the crowd.
The bobbing head, really?
Yeah, it was like, all they was missing was backpacks. It was just... Okay. It was a pure, like, if you were into hip hop, it was one of those nights you just won't forget.
Okay, that's dope.
Yeah, it was.
I like stuff like that.
Dilla just does something to people.
Where was that at?
Oh my God!
Was it downtown?
I'd never been to this place. I'd never heard of this place. Never been to this place. Okay. And it was in one of those neighborhoods where I'm like,
Yeah.
I don't know if I should be here, but when you walked in,
that's when I paid to park.
There was no pay to park.
Oh, okay. I'm like, when I feel like that, that's when I'd be like, yeah, I don't care how much it is. Here you go.
I'm pretty sure I parked in somebody's backyard.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Yeah,
it was that type of joint. But when you walked in, like people from Ann Arbor to
wherever. Everywhere. Real hip hop fans.
It was a real, you know, it was art being sold. It was just a real celebration of the brother, and I thought that was just a really
dope thing.
That's
fun. I love that.
Yeah. Do you think the DJ will be here in another 50 years?
I think so. I will say it's different though now that, you know, everybody's worried about streams and they're not necessarily, like, artists aren't necessarily having DJs break the records anymore, if that makes sense. You know, yeah. how they used to, you know, the DJ used to be the one breaking all the records. Now they're making TikToks from them or whatever, you know, putting them out on Spotify and all those other outlets, you know, and they're all getting streams. So they're worried about the numbers and the streams and everything like that. So it's a little different. I feel like they eventually they may try to weed us out. But by then, I'll be a good 80, 90 years old, and I won't even care. So, so you know, more hope to the future. But hey, they're on their own with that.
I will say I have the honor of being, you know, invited to a couple of DJ conference calls, and they still hold a lot of weight, which is a good thing.
That's good. That's good.
And I mean, like, some of these, you know, like, there's a couple that I mean are pretty big. And, you know, it's just, it's a beautiful thing to see people excited to break their music. Yeah, because it's like, I don't know. I see that nobody writes a song anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they wonder why nobody remembers their song in a month. Like, and I'm not knocking it, you know.
No, I get it, though. I get it.
Okay, yeah, I am.
The creativity of it all is losing its way a little.
A lot. Like, if you make a song in 10 minutes, how long do you think it's going to last?
Right, yeah, I get it.
You know.
You know what I'm sick of? And I hope nobody from, like, Jersey or wherever, I don't know. I don't even know where it's from. But all the, so I love Just Wanna Rock, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody's using that beat and it is driving me insane. Insane. If one more person has a song with that beat so everybody can do this, like it's driving me nuts. Nuts.
Oh, what is he's got a song with Scarlett too.
You said with Scarlett?
Huh?
With who?
Scarlett. Oh, you don't know Scarlett?
Is it one of those beats? No, I do, but
she's kind of got it's in that vein.
Okay.
And what's the brother from? It's a young cat from I think it's New Orleans. I can't remember his name. Song is so fucking dope. I'm a real Scarlett fan though.
Okay.
Like I think that she is the essence of hip hop.
Okay.
Because she talks about like she's had such a at times a horrible life.
Mm-hmm.
Pain is powerful.
Yeah.
You know, and she's got so much
happiness.
It is. But nobody, you know, happiness doesn't sell like pain does.
Yeah.
And she's like a female DMX and I'm giving her the highest compliment when I say that. Like she really is a dope artist. Is there anybody that you just connect with artist-wise?
Artist-wise, that I've met or just playing?
Not even that you've met, but just musically, you just, whatever they're doing, it resonates with you in a different space than everybody else.
Honestly, I feel like I'm so stuck in, again, I'm not taking anything away from anybody new.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so in love with just how some things were. So I still love like the 2000s, like the earlier, I was just having a conversation with somebody like 3 days ago and we were just saying how we wish songs still felt like that, if that makes sense. And that's why we still play a lot of like the songs that never die. If that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know, some people put out music and it's a hit for 6 months, maybe.
If that,
exactly. And that's like tops. But there's so many songs from, you know, the earlier 2000s that they just won't die. They just will never die. I can play it tomorrow and people will still go crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so again, not trying to take anything away from anybody now, but I still play Janet Jackson songs and they sound so good.
Oh my God.
When you blend it with something else, you know, or blend Janet with a beat that's more popular, right?
Uh-huh.
People just want to hear the beat. So okay, if there's a newer song out, blend it. But I want to hear what she's saying because
Jazzy
it
was
actually
saying
means
shit.
Something. Yeah, she was talking that shit. Stuff. Yeah, she was talking that shit. And so, and mind you, my mom used to have me in the car singing Janet. I know every Janet song like crazy. It was insane, but yeah, you know. So that's, I don't know.
I've been on my Anita Baker kick the last couple of weeks.
I love Anita.
Oh my God, Rapture is such sonic perfection.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be in the car belting my polo heart out too. Oh, sweet love. Oh, I know people be looking at me like,
yeah. Oh, and I love mixing Anita with beats, like rap beats and things like
really?
That. And
I need to hear this one.
It's, well, you know, a lot of people are doing that. What's the main one everybody's doing? They'll do Sweet Love with the Jeezy beat.
No,
it's harder than
mama
right now.
No, like, I've never heard that.
But it sounds, I'm going to find some and send them to you. But it sounds so sweet and I love it, you know?
Oh.
But it's still, I still like that they have the real music, but then blend it with, you know, some other things. Like, be creative about it. So I like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I just, you know, and it's like, I guess I feel be nostalgic or some shit. But I appreciate when people do shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the dopest thing ever to
take.
Yeah,
it is.
Some, you know, like I've heard people mix a country song with like house music.
Yeah.
And the shit works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, to me, that is the essence of DJing.
Yeah.
That you can hear something so completely opposite,
yeah,
and be like, I think that'll work.
Yeah, I just did that last night with the Tyla Water song. I mixed that with some house music yesterday. That sounded great. You know, just you could just do so much. It's fun to just be creative and, you know, kind of figure out what sounds good.
How often do you practice?
I try to practice a couple times a week. I have my whole little room over there, you know, so when I'm at home and I don't have a gig, you know, I'm always going in there and trying to make little mixes and things like that.
I wouldn't call them a little mix.
Well, you know, and trying to make mixes.
Yeah, don't put yourself down. You know, people
I use the word little a lot, and it's not like, I know people take it as a downplay, but yeah, I gotta stop doing that. But yeah, I make mixes and things like that. So, you know, that's why I have that room set up, and I go in there, I'll practice, download some music, I'll get excited. You know, and I'll just start messing around in there. It's fun.
So what do you use?
Serato.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's way beyond my technological abilities. I can barely work the StreamYard. I'll be fucking that up sometime.
I love Serato. I have so much stuff in it. I don't even, like, I bought a whole bunch of equipment so I can start producing music, things like that. So I haven't fully tapped into that, but you know, I'm going to.
So you
I just want to do it all. I want to do everything. I want to do as much as I can while I can.
What would any particular genre, or you, again, just kind of whatever comes to mind?
My brain is weird. Like I said, like when I was younger, these random, I would just make up songs, you know, I would just make up words to a song and then a beat would just come to my head. And I would literally just think of a sweet beat in my head. And I don't know how to play instruments. So I wish, you know, back then I would have just tried to play it, you know, but I couldn't. So I used to just hum it and I would just hum the beat so I wouldn't forget it and record it on my phone. So then when I wanted to go back, I could remember the beat and then I would finish the lyrics to whatever song I was writing. And then I would be in my room just singing. I'd have I'd have the first verse, the chorus, the hook. But I was like, I don't know who I think I am, but I just found my little book too. My big book. I just found my book with all my lyrics in it. So I was cracking up at myself.
Yo, what college did you go to?
Detroit Mercy. Well, I went to Schoolcraft College my first 2 years, and then I went to Detroit Mercy. Because I played basketball, so.
Fancy.
Yeah, they took care of my education.
Man, that place is not cheap.
UD?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, not at all.
Not at all.
Good thing I was good at basketball.
Really? Like, so
oh, I was really good.
What? Why didn't you go to like the WNBA or something?
Two reasons. One, my last year of college, I don't know, I just felt like my, and not to put it on anybody else, but they did. My college coach was awful, and she kind of ruined my last couple of months being a college athlete. She just ruined it. And then also, after that, I got a couple jobs, and I was making what I would be making playing overseas, so I just figured, you know.
You was doing all right.
Yeah, I was good. That's when I started working for the sports radio station. Yeah. And then I was a school teacher. I was a kindergarten teacher for like 6 years. So
really?
I was just, you
know. Oh, that's just, oh, God bless your soul.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was crazy.
Yeah, I don't like kids all like that.
Yeah. I love kids. I just, it was more so the parents, honestly, than the kids that were more challenging. That was a nice word. Yeah. The parents were way more challenging than the children.
So what were you teaching in Canton or you were in Detroit?
Oh, I was everywhere. I was in Detroit, at Clark Academy. That's on Puritan and the Lodge. It's closed now, I believe.
Oh, you in OPA. Yeah.
I was in, I don't even know the name of it. It's some bougie suburb. I don't know, in Michigan. I taught when I was in Texas. I taught in Irving at Primrose, Las Colinas. So, yeah, I've taught for a while, but I'm over it. I couldn't take it anymore. I just couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. I was too good at my job, and they took advantage, for sure.
They often do. Like, the better you are, the more they make you do.
Yep.
And the less they pay.
I was literally writing lesson plans for every age group, every class. It was insane. They gave me a really petty raise, so I was over them.
I'd be telling them, no, I don't want to learn that shit. Nope.
No, nope.
I'm cool in my ignorance. Go teach somebody
else. I'm good. I'm
good. I know how this shit goes. I'm cool. You know, I'll be seeing the, you know, younger, you know, oh, I want to learn that. Enjoy, because you'll be doing it for me too in 6 months.
Right.
No, for real. Yep. If people want to get in touch with you, how do they go about doing that?
My Instagram is best. It's Tay_made, Tay_MADE. In my bio, I do have my email address for all bookings. It's bookingdjtaymade@gmail.com. And then I DJ every Friday at Debo's Friday nights until 1 a.m. I do brunch for District 78 every Sunday until 4 p.m., starting at noon, and then everything in between there. So,
where's District 78?
That is downtown on Adams. It's literally near Fort Field. You can walk. Usually people park there to walk to Fort Field.
I might have to come check that out.
Yeah, come check it out. It sucks having to work and park on game days, so, though. Oh my gosh, it's the worst. But
yeah, well, it's off fun. Season now. So
yeah, it's fine right now. But when we were winning, oh man.
Where'd you get the name from?
So my name's Taylor. Obviously, that's where Tay came from. My middle name is Maud, which is spelled MAUDE. That's my grandmother's name.
I'm sorry.
No, that's like an old name, Maud.
That is an extremely old.
That is an extremely old name.
It used to be a television character.
It did, actually, yeah. It did, yeah. I remember that.
The lady from the Golden Girls was Maud.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, so that's her name. And so basically her brother used to, every time he would see me, my great uncle, he would be like, hey, Taylor Maud. And then sometimes he'd say Taylor Made, and I liked it. And then that's just been my Instagram since Instagram was around. So I kept it, and then I liked it. And, you know, I like it. I feel like that's who I am.
That's pretty dope. Shout out to Grandma,
I'm
too.
I'm Taylor Made. You know, shout out to Grandma. She lives in Battle Creek. She was the first African-American woman to be the mayor out there.
Really?
Shout out to her. On Women's National Month.
That's That's fucking dope.
Yeah.
And it, I think Kellogg's is out in Battle Creek or started in Battle Creek.
Oh,
so
yeah. Oh, my whole family used to work at Kellogg's. Yeah, that was the main gods. Thing out there. Yeah. You drive out there and start smelling the cereal when they start, you knew when they were cooking it. It was crazy.
That's
excellent. It was crazy.
Never been
whole city smelled like syrup.
That's not a bad look though. You know, it could be worse. I've been in New York.
Yeah, for sure.
Whole city smells like ass and rats and roaches and cigarettes.
So I just went to New York for the first time, right? And for the Hope Museum. I did not see any of that. And I wasn't looking for the rats, but I was looking to see what everybody says New York is. And I didn't see it. Some homeless people, but I didn't see any rats. I was kind of disappointed. I just wanted to see like the real, I wanted to see the real deal. Like,
you didn't go on the subway, did you?
No. I'm not going to, you know what? I'm not even going to tell you where I stayed. You're going to be like, that's why.
Yeah, you was in Jersey somewhere.
I was in like the bougiest area ever. Yeah. I stayed at the financial district over there. So it was real like clean and nice and stuff.
Yeah, man. and one of my boys stays in Long Island.
Okay.
And he is Queens. He was born in the projects and grew up in the projects. So I just like, you know, had to fuck with him. The whole project stinks if you watch it.
The whole project stinks.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Don't crack it up.
This has been a very enjoyable conversation.
Very much so. I appreciate you. I do.
Likewise. And if there is anything I can possibly do for you, please don't hesitate to let me know. And I got you. Hey, if Mikey fucks with you, I fuck with you. And I see why he does.
And vice versa, same.
You know, so... I definitely got to, I owe my granddaughters a lunch. So I'm going to drive up there sometime this month and take my grandbabies out to lunch.
Okay.
Maybe we'll come check you out. Is it super loud?
Where?
The brunch.
No, not at all.
Yeah, maybe we'll come check it out.
That'd actually be the perfect place, yeah.
How expensive is it, though? Because they kids. They don't... We need $100 plates.
Get them the chicken wings. That'll be all right.
Yeah.
That's about $16.
Yeah, some nuggets and things.
Yeah, right.
We good.
Y'all get chicken and potatoes. I'm getting other stuff.
Right, you know. Love my babies, but yeah, y'all toddlers. Y'all don't, man, we ain't doing too much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are the types of waste food. Okay.
Yeah.
You might need to take them to a Coney first and then come over there.
Last time I took my youngest grandbaby to the Coney, and because I live in Cleveland now.
Okay.
So soon as I was
literally wondering where you. Okay, you're in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
You like it?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I know.
I've been here for a long time.
Okay.
But every time I come home, the first thing I do is stop at El George's.
Okay. Oh, that's the best. I love El George's. Yeah.
El George's is the best.
What do you get? Chicken pita.
Oh no, pita.
they actually season their chicken.
No, man. I'm getting me a cheeseburger with chili fries and cheese.
Okay. You want the real Coney. Give me the chili cheese fries.
Yes, give me the death box. And we good.
You want the heart attack box?
Pretty much. Hey, I don't get it very often, but when I do, man, throw some chili cheese fries on my burger. Oh my god, make me want to drive home today.
That's all good and crazy though. Okay, I'm hungry too.
I know, man, I'm hungry. Anyway, I'm gonna let you get out of here. I know you got shit to do. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I appreciate you, and I'll update you on the rest of my gigs and stuff. Okay.
Yeah, please do that. Yeah, I'm gonna stop by and check you out.
Yeah.
And I will not fuck with you. I promise.
You can bug me. I won't. I won't give you the death stare or anything. I promise.
Well, I appreciate that. On that note, I'm going to let you go and we out of here. Anything you want to say to the people before you leave?
Thank you guys for having me. Happy 313 Day, Women's International Month, and follow me on Instagram.
Dope. On that note, we out of here. Y'all have a good one.
Yeah. Bye.
Peace. Oh, and I forgot. I do got two tomorrow. If you just, you know, bored and ain't got shit to do, check me out. Who do I got? Charles Murray at 5 o'clock and L. Michelle at 7 o'clock. Y'all already know, man. This is Jobs. This has been another episode of Intellectually Petty Radio. Yo, and she was an absolute treat. And I don't think I've laughed that much in a long ass time. So shout out to DJ Tay Mate. And happy 313 Day. We out of here. Peace.